And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Series Hockey Talk for Series Hockey fans, which is brought to you by the Total Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Total Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Total Kilt girls. For more on Total Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is October 10th, which means it is now time for me to do the Eastern Conference preview. We're going to start off with the Atlantic Division with the Boston Bruins. In 2015-16, they're 42-31-9 with 93 points. They're 4th in the Atlantic and 16th in the NHL, but they missed the playoffs. Key additions for them were David Backes and Anton Khudobin. Their key departures were Louis Erickson, Dennis Seidenberg, and Chris Kelly. Keys to success for the Bruins is how will these Boston Bruins perform this season. The last two seasons, the Bruins have missed the playoffs, but also during the last two offseasons, they have lost a lot of crucial talent. One must wonder how much of a leash coach Claude Julien will have this season, especially if the Bruins underperform. Also, what will the Bruins' defense be like? And can Tuukka Rask regain his Vezina form now that Anton Khudobin is back as Tuukka's backup goaltender? Then you have the Buffalo Sabres. In 2015-16, they're 35-36-11 for 81 points. They're 7th in the Atlantic Division, 23rd in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Their key additions were Kalik Poso, Dmitry Kulikov, and Anders Nielsen. Their key departure was David Legwand. Keys to success for the Buffalo Sabres this season will be after a near 30-point improvement in the standings. The Buffalo Sabres have much to look forward to with the additions of Kalik Poso and Dmitry Kulikov. The Sabres added scoring with Kalik Poso and strengthened the defensive core with Dmitry Kulikov. But can Robin Lehner be the difference in net to make the Sabres a playoff participant this season? Also, with Evander Kane's off-ice troubles, what type of distraction does he provide, if any at all? Then you have the Detroit Red Wings, who in 2015-16 were 41-30-11 for 93 points. They're 3rd in the Atlantic Division, 15th in the NHL, and they lost in the quarterfinals yet again for another season. Key additions were Fron Nielsen, Thomas Vanek, and Steve Ott. Key departures were Pavel Datsyuk, Brad Richards, and Kyle Quincy. Keys to success for the Detroit Red Wings is after being eliminated from the playoffs for the third consecutive time in the first round, the Detroit Red Wings are in a very weird situation. After signing Steve Ott, which made no sense whatsoever, and re-signing Darren Helm and Drew Miller, it makes it difficult for younger talent to move up into the lineup. Also, their defense is still very suspect. This could be the season where Detroit's record consecutive playoff appearances can come to an end. And then, of course, you have the Florida Panthers in 2015-16. They're 47-26-9 for 103 points, 1st in the Atlantic Division, 7th in the NHL, but they lost in the quarterfinals. Key additions for them were Jared McCann, Keith Yandel, Jason Demers, and James Reimer. Key departures were Brian Campbell, Dmitry Kulikov, Eric DeBranson, and Teddy Purcell. Keys to success for the Panthers are after making the playoffs for the first time in years, the Panthers did a retooling to make themselves better going into 2016-17. The Panthers need to continue how they were playing last season and step it up a notch to take that next step as a team. Also, one thing to look at is how much playing time could James Reimer get. With Roberto Luongo in his late 30s, you never know how the Panthers might try to preserve their number one starter. Then, the Montreal Canadiens in 2015-16 were 38-38-6 for 82 points, 6th in the Atlantic, 22nd in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Key additions for them were Andrew Shaw, Alexander Radulov, Shea Weber, and Al Montoya. Key departures were P.K. Subban, Lars Eller, Tom Gilbert, and Ben Scrivens. Keys to success for the Montreal Canadiens is how will the Canadiens fare this season? Their offense is still very lackluster, and their defense is very suspect. The only positive the Canadiens have is that Carey Price is back to form as shown during the World Cup. If Price can stay healthy, then the Canadiens have a shot of making the playoffs. But honestly, though, when you look at their defense and you look at a guy like Andrei Markov, how much more are you going to be able to get out of this guy? Adding Shea Weber adds a bigger body and a better shutdown defenseman on that defensive core, but Shea Weber is now your number one. But who's the next immediate number two to him, and it's not really defined. But not only that, but if you remember also when Alexander Radulov was a teammate of Shea Weber's in Nashville years ago, the two of them did not get along. So one must wonder how the relationship is now going to become with them both on the Montreal Canadiens. Then next up, you have the Ottawa Senators, who in 2015-16 were 38-35-9 with 85 points. They're 5th in the Atlantic Division and 19th in the NHL. And they missed the playoffs. Key additions were Derek Brassard and Guy Boucher as the new head coach. Key departures was GM Brian Murray, Mika Zibanejad, and defenseman Chris Phillips, who actually retired. For a team that is in a win-now mentality, the overall team is not built for it. The Senators' consistency is an issue, and despite the high praise for Erik Karlsson, his defensive game is still very spotty, and in my opinion is not a Norris Trophy candidate at all. Craig Anderson will have to carry this team again, but a playoff run, in my opinion, is highly doubtful for the Ottawa Senators. Then next up, you have the Tampa Bay Lightning, who last season were 46-31-5 with 97 points. They're 2nd in the Atlantic, 12th in the NHL, but they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Pittsburgh Penguins. They added no players. Their key departures were Matt Carl and Jonathan Marchessault. Their keys to success for this season is after making it to the Stanley Cup Finals 2 seasons ago and the Conference Finals last season, do the Tampa Bay Lightning have enough left in the tank to make a third deep run in the playoffs? They did not add any new pieces to their team and will be getting Captain Steven Stamkos back healthy, but at the same time, can this hurt the Lightning at the same time? Then, of course, you have the Toronto Maple Leafs, who last season were 29-42-11 with 69 points. They're 8th in the Atlantic, dead last in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Key additions are Austin Matthews, Roman Polak, and Frederick Anderson. Their key departures are P.A. Parento, Jonathan Bernier, and Michael Grabner. Keys to success for the Toronto Maple Leafs is the Toronto Maple Leafs are still in their current rebuild mode and will be at least another 2 seasons away from potentially making the playoffs. However, the Leafs will be interesting to watch and see how all their young talent, including first overall pick Austin Matthews, develops this season. It'll also be interesting to see who they pick as captain. There has been talk that there's the potential of Brooks like being captain, but with him going on waivers and not being claimed, that may still put it in the air. But yet again, at the same time, with Brooks like being a veteran guy, putting him on waivers does not hurt, especially if he doesn't clear, because that way it makes it easier for them to send him down to the minors if they have to, but something tells me they will not do that to Brooks like. Although he also was a good pick to be the captain during this rebuild right now in Toronto. And then, of course, everybody, we want to also do a shout-out before we go to break to CSA Shows and Chantilly, Virginia. This weekend, Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th, the CSA Shows will be going on in Chantilly. This Sunday, however, they'll be having Washington Capitals players TJ Oshie, Alexander Ovechkin, and Tom Wilson, as well as Capitals legend and NHL Hall of Famer Mike Gartner, and also NHL Hall of Famer and Stanley Cup champion Ray Bourque. And that will be on the Sunday, October 16th, later on in the day. Plus, if you go to the Capitals home opener this Saturday, you get free Sunday admission to the event if you attend that game. All you have to do is bring proof of attendance presented at Will Call, at the Will Call window at the Dulles Expo Center. So you want to meet Ovi, you want to meet Oshie, you want to meet Wilson, Gartner, or Bourque, and you went to the Caps game the night before, bring your ticket, show it to them, and you get in the show for free, and then you can go meet TJ Oshie, Alexander Ovechkin, Tom Wilson, Mike Gartner, Raymond Bourque. Go check out the hockey card vendors that will be there, and of course, so much more. And for more information on that, go to csashows.com. And with that, we are going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be going over the Metro Division. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to mcwragetv.com. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016 at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experienced Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. And now it is time to go into the Metro Division, starting off the Carolina Hurricanes, who last season in 2015-16 were 35-21-16 for 86 points. They're 6th in the Metro and 18th in the NHL, and they missed the playoffs. Their key additions were Tuukka Teravainen, Brian Bickell, and Victor Stahlberg, and Lee Stempniak. Their key departures were James Wisniewski and Brad Malone. Keys to success for the Hurricanes will be brought is that the fact that they brought in depth for their offensive core, and their very young defense is still developing. But their goaltending is going to be scary and not in a good way. Cam Ward's best days are behind him, and Eddie Lack was horrible last season. The Hurricanes need to hope that both Ward and Lack can turn their games around and give them a fighting chance this season. Also, with the addition of Tuukka Teravainen, they actually add some more scoring to their lineup. Next up, you have the Columbus Blue Jackets, who in 2015-16 were 34-40-8 with 76 points. They're 8th in the Metro and 27th in the NHL and missed the playoffs. The key additions for the Columbus Blue Jackets was their first-round pick, Pierre-Luc Dubois, and their key departure was Fedor Tudin. Keys to success for the Blue Jackets is they need to have a strong start to start this season. This is a very young Jackets team, and if they string up some wins early, it could really help with their confidence as a team. Also, Sergei Bobrovsky must remain healthy. If he can stay healthy, that will definitely give the Jackets the boost that they need going into this season. And, you know, it's nothing wrong having a young defense, and John Tortorella, he's got to be able to find a way to steer these guys into a winning way to start the season. Obviously, Tortorella coming in after the team starting off very poorly last season. Next up, you have the New Jersey Devils, who are 38-36-8 with 84 points in 2015-16. They're 7th in the Metro, 20th in the NHL, and missed the playoffs. Their key additions are Taylor Hall, Bo Bennett, and Ben Lovejoy. Their key departure was Adam Larson, who is part of the Taylor Hall trade. Keys to success for the Devils is the Devils are still in a rebuilding mode and have great goaltending Corey Schneider, but their offense is still weak and their defense even weaker. The addition of Taylor Hall is great, but he won't be able to turn around the Devils' offense on his own. Plus, while Ben Lovejoy is a good veteran to add to the defense, but with an already weak defense and adding a typical third-pairing defenseman as a top four is silly, especially when you have a guy like Andy Green as your number one defenseman. When on any other team, he would probably be your seventh defenseman. So keep that in mind. Andy Green's your number one defenseman in New Jersey, and on any other team in the NHL, he's your seventh defenseman. Ben Lovejoy is a good third-pairing defenseman, and he's going to be top four. That, you know, it's not a good defense in New Jersey. If I'm Corey Schneider, I'm praying, you know, that, you know, he's able to play out of his mind and steal games for them, because Taylor Hall can only do so much offensively, and I see him breaking out more with the Devils than he was with the Edmonton Oilers, because that's what a change of scenery will do for him. Next up, you have the New York Islanders. Last season, 2015-16, they're 45-27-10 with 100 points. They're 4th in the Metro and 10th in the NHL. However, they lost in the semifinals. Key additions are Andrew Ladd, Jason Chimera, and P.A. Parento. Key departures are Kyle Poso, Franz Nielsen, and Matt Martin. Keys to success for the Islanders is the New York Islanders are a team that will continue to rise in the Metro Division. With the additions of Andrew Ladd and Jason Chimera, they add much-needed playoff experience into that locker room. Also, this is a team that has been developing as a team, and as a result, is one of the rising teams in the Metro Division and the Eastern Conference. So, you know, the Islanders, they keep making great gains every season. 2 seasons ago, they didn't make the playoffs, but they almost did. The season before, they made the playoffs, got knocked down the first round. Last season, they moved up a round, and then they got knocked down the second round. So every season, this team has been able to step up and get better and better. And additions like Andrew Ladd, who's won a Stanley Cup, will definitely help the New York Islanders down the road. Then next up, you have the New York Rangers, who in 2015-16 were 46-27-9 with 101 points. They're third in the Metro, ninth in the NHL, and lost in the quarterfinals. Their key additions was Mika Zibanejad and Michael Grabner. Their key departures were Keith Yandel, Derek Brassard, and Dominic Moore. Keys to success for the Rangers is don't be surprised if the Rangers take a step or two back this season. The Rangers are an aging team with a slow defense and a handful of young players. And Henrik Lundqvist, while still great, is starting to slow down a bit as well. This could be a rough season for the Rangers, especially the fact that you have a guy like Rick Nash who has not even performed to the level he should have with the New York Rangers since he's come over from Columbus. And then, you know, Henrik Lundqvist, great goaltender. He is still one of the greatest goaltenders out there in the league today. But he is slowing down, and you're starting to see it in his game. And he actually started seeing it maybe about 2 seasons ago, that he was going down a little bit in his game. And then when you look at that defense was just sloppy last season. It was sloppy, and it's pretty much the same defense with the exception that, you know, Dan Boyle retired. Keith Yandel they didn't bring back, although he was never great defensively to start with. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see what the Rangers do. And then you have that prospect, Dylan McIlrath, who's slow as hell. I don't know what we could truly expect from the Rangers, but I don't see them making the playoffs this season. And then next up is the Philadelphia Flyers. In 2015-16, they're 41-27-14 with 96 points. They're fifth in the Metro and tied for 13th in the NHL. They lost in the quarterfinals to the Capitals. Key additions for them are Boyd Gordon and Dale Weiss. Key departure was Evgeny Medvedev. Key success for the Flyers is the Flyers will definitely move up in the ranks this season if they stay the course that GM Ron Hextall and coach Dave Hextall have put in place. The big question for the Flyers is who is their number one goalie? The smart move would be Michael Neuver, who has proven that not only is he a great goalie, but he is also a proven playoff goaltender. Plus, not only that, for the Flyers, you have the young guys like Shane Gostisbehere. There's talk about the Ivan Provorov being in the lineup for the Flyers this upcoming season. So the Flyers have a lot of plus side coming into the season with their young players who are developing very nicely. And a coach who many thought was not going to be able to survive his first season, get his team on board, and then in the second half of the season, do an amazing run to leapfrog a bunch of teams to make it into the playoffs as a wild card. And then, of course, next up, you have the Pittsburgh Penguins. In 2015-16, they're 48-26-8 with 104 points. They're second in the Metro, fourth in the NHL, and in 2016, they were your Stanley Cup champions. They did no additions. Their departures were Ben Lovejoy and Bo Bennett. Keys to success for the Penguins is after a successful turnaround season for the Pittsburgh Penguins that resulted in a Stanley Cup, can they do it again for a second consecutive season? It is a tough task to do and one that hasn't been done in almost 20 years. Also, who is the number one goalie? Do you stick with the kid Matt Murray who carried the team to the cup, or do you go back to Marc-Andre Fleury? Only time will tell this with what Mike Sullivan will do. Also, with the news that just broke today, that Sidney Crosby is now out due to a concussion and that there is no timetable for his return. What does that mean? Not only for his time, for like how long he's out, but also how it'll affect the Penguins both on and off the ice because he is the leader of that team. And I want to say this right now. Despite what we say about Crosby, am I a personal fan of Crosby? No. But you cannot deny the talent that he has. And he is a very talented player. And when he is playing his best hockey, the Penguins are playing their best hockey. So yes, it is a major blow to the Penguins. It is a matter of seeing how they respond to this news and how they play without Crosby in their lineup, especially being his given history of concussions, if he has to be out most or all of this season. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Pittsburgh Penguins respond this season, especially now that they're starting the season without their captain, Sidney Crosby. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there's one other team that you want to hear, and that's the Washington Capitals, but we're going to hold off the Washington Capitals until this Thursday, when it just was announced on Facebook and Twitter today. This Thursday, officially, live from the Tilda Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, the Experience will go live for the first time, or the Experience Hockey Talk. The Experience has gone live before, but the Experience Hockey Talk will go live for the first time ever on SoundCloud for the season opener for the Washington Capitals. So, which will actually is against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh. So Thursday, I'll be doing the Capitals preview. Plus, I'll also be breaking down the game, going into the game, during the game, and after the game. So stay tuned to that on Facebook, Twitter, and especially on SoundCloud, which you can hear it live when it's going on. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is also NWHL Tuesday. The NWHL season kicked off this past weekend with three amazing games. We will be breaking down the games, and there might even be an interview with one of the players or coaches on tomorrow's episode. And with that, I want to thank my... you can follow the show on Twitter at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And of course, you can listen to this podcast on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/X75-Productions. And as always, we're brought to you by the Tilda Kilt in Frederick, Maryland, the Tilda Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilda Kilt girls. For more on Tilda Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, which is tomorrow, we will see you on the ice.